Hello, everybody, and welcome to Small Town World. I'm Lee Creech.
And Kayla Couples.
And we are back after being off the air for a little bit. And we are excited to be back and excited to share with you guys today. And at some point in the near future, we'll kind of tell you guys, maybe we'll get in depth more about why we've been off the air. Do you want to say something about that?
Just that things change and we have to adjust and adapt, and that's what we're doing. So production's going to sound a little bit different, at least initially, as we kind of figure out how to do this thing. But we're so excited for the opportunity, because I think from the beginning we felt like this was something God called us to do.
Yes.
Even as things began to shift and change, we did not feel like that call had been completed. We felt like there was still work to be done and
Absolutely.
Things to be talked about, and we just don't feel like that God is finished. And so
That's right.
we just kind of had to shift gears a little bit. And so we are really excited to be back and talking about the things that are important in our culture, important in our churches and in our families. And so that's kind of where we are today.
Yeah. Just kind of still hopefully to be support for believers as we walk through this world. And it's a scary place right now, and it's going to continue to get scarier. And we just want to be a light for the gospel and still share and still help and support
right.
other believers.
Right.
So I think that call is still on us to do that.
I think so too.
And so that's kind of where we are. And so bear with us as we walk through this, learning how to do this. So we're still in the beginning stages of that. So today, what we're going to discuss is Kayla just did a retreat called The Word is Our Weapon, and it was really, really good. And so we had something else on our plate, and the Lord just kind of impressed upon me that maybe we needed to talk about that.
Right. And I think it's really fitting as well when you think about how we first started the podcast with the essentials of the faith and how we wanted to lay that foundation. And so as we've had this break, I don't even, what has it been, like 2 months?
It's been a good little minute.
Yeah. And so I think it's a great way, especially for new listeners, to know what it is that we're about, how we feel about the Word of God, how essential it is to our faith. And so I think that it's a great place to really start back and refocus why we're even doing this. You know, you mentioned the gospel a moment ago in the introduction, and that is our heart. And everything that we talk about, whether it's cultural or political or whatever, the whole point of it is to point people to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And to equip the believer to be able to walk out their faith in the midst of the craziness that we are experiencing in our world. And the way that we do that is truly with the Word of God as the weapon that He's given us.
Yes.
And knowing how to use it rightly. And that's really important to me.
Yeah. So that was one of the focuses of the retreat was how to study the Word, memorizing Scripture. I came back and ordered a book and bought a book about Scripture memory.
Me too.
Yeah. And wrote down more verses. I had a lot of verses written, but I wrote down more, and just writing down verses that I love and reading them every single day. I've been trying to read them every day, and had been trying to do that before the retreat, but especially after,
I love that about, not just women, but I guess because I am a woman, that's what I draw from. But I love when we get together in that kind of setting and we are able to then share with each other, because the way that the Lord just led us to present this material really came through what I saw as gifts in several of the different women of my church.
Yes.
And it wasn't that any one of us was necessarily doing all of these disciplines really well, but rather seeing maybe a discipline really being honed in by one particular person. And so we went from studying Scripture to memorizing Scripture to praying Scripture, applying Scripture. And then embedded throughout was worshiping with Scripture.
Yeah.
And it was just so neat for me to watch how each person was able to share, not with expertise, because I don't think that's the right way to say it, but really from experience.
Yeah.
From a place of experience.
Yeah.
And just how it just fed all of us. Like, yes. There wasn't anyone there, I don't think, that wasn't fed or challenged by the things that were presented.
I think that's a great way to put it. It was really, really good. And yes, praying scripture was another. There was a specific person that we love who talked about that. And we know that she does it. And
it was so funny as we were as I was first presenting this idea to them,
yeah.
Like, I see this in you. Well, is this something you'll share? Like,
yeah.
I went to each one of them and asked that.
Yeah.
And they all looked at, except for one, because she specifically knew that she had been called to memorize scripture and that the Lord had equipped her to do that and that it was a discipline she had grown for years. And so she recognized that. But the others were like, I don't, specifically the one that spoke about prayer, she's like, well, I don't, what do you want me to share? And I said, well, I want you to share about praying the scripture. But it was so, it's such a part of her that she initially had a hard time really articulating what she did and how she got to that place. Like, it really took her a lot of thought to be able to present it because it's just such a part of who she is.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah. I loved that. Like, she,
I do love
it
that.
It was just
that's
such a part.
So
like,
great.
She said, what do I tell people? Well, tell them how you do it. Well, what do you mean? You just do it. So, I know, but like, you got to explain it. Like, how did you first start? What are some things that you do? And so, but
yeah.
Anyway, the Lord, of course, helped her figure yeah. out ways to present that. And she did it beautifully. But it was just so funny that it was just such a part of her.
Yeah.
That
I want to tell you some of the things that she did tell us. She gave us some resources, some books by Stormy O'Martian, some old books about praying for your spouse, praying for your children, about praying scripture specifically. So if y'all are interested in those resources about praying scripture, they're definitely out there. And they are resources that she shared with us that day, too.
That she'd used for years.
That she had used for years. But I can tell you another thing that I do is Psalms and Proverbs. Praying those Psalms and Proverbs is simple, very, very simple. And I've prayed that prayer about, Lord, make me fearful of you. And
yeah.
I've prayed the prayer of, Lord, help me to be the tree that's planted by
yes.
the water that's fruitful in season. I've prayed another one that I say is, Lord, I pray for wisdom. And that's also a proverb. So, and
yeah.
I'm going to share that with y'all in just a minute, those couple of verses.
Right.
But those are some ones that I pray.
I thought it worked out really well because with the order that we presented the information, with memorization coming first,
mm-hmm.
and being able to take that scripture that we all committed to memorize,
mm-hmm.
and then turn that scripture, you know, she then showed us how to then turn that, even though we had all picked a different one, just kind of walk in each one of us through, how do you take that particular verse and turn it into a prayer?
Yeah.
And that was a really powerful thing as well, to just say, either put your name in it, Lord, or say, Lord, I'm asking for this.
Yes.
If you tell me that you have put this treasure in an earthen vessel so that we know that this power comes from you and not from us, then let me pray that over myself. Lord, I am an earthen vessel, and I don't ever want anything that I do or say, I want everybody to know that it's from your power and not from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good. That's good.
Because that was yes. my verse.
That was your verse.
Yeah, 2
yeah.
Corinthians 4:7.
Yeah. Ooh, girl, you got it memorized.
I'm trying.
Yeah, yeah.
I was sure inspired by that.
Yes, that is good. I did not memorize. I know my verse, but I'm so horrible. I don't know where it's at. I mean, I know it's in the Psalms, but...
Well, I had to change how I read scripture for that because I had to start saying... I've always just said the scripture.
Yes, that's what yes.
I've been so bad about that for years. And so
now I'm embarrassed that I don't know where my scripture is.
I'm really trying to discipline myself to say the reference, the scripture, and repeat the reference.
Yeah, repeat
and
the reference.
And
that's
kind of helped
good.
Me. That's kind of helped me.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only done a few, but that's,
yeah.
that's where I am.
I did the, I'm confident that I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living.
Yeah.
And it's in Psalms, but I don't know where it's at. I wrote it down. I have it over here. It's in Psalms somewhere. Let's see. 27:13.
Read that scripture for us. I love it.
It's...
Or say it from memory.
I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of God in the land of the living. There's another translation that says, I am confident, and that's the one I actually memorized. I wrote this down that day at the retreat. But then I memorized, I'm confident that I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living.
You mentioned ordering something. So the Daily Grace Company is a super, I just can't recommend it enough. Their resources are really, really awesome.
Yes.
So what I had already bought prior to the retreat, just for my own self, because I had been challenged by that person some months back in some things that she had shared. And one of the resources for scripture memorization is called Dwell.
Yeah.
Did you see those?
I did.
Okay, so I ordered several of those. And I've memorized Psalm 150. It's a praise psalm.
Yeah.
And basically it just leads you through how many times to repeat it, write it, repeat it, write it again. I mean, that's just the process. I mean, you can do that on your own. You don't have to have a book for that. But
wow, that's great.
I thought that was pretty cool. So whatever the scripture is, you read it 10 times. You read it 10 times. You recite it from memory 10 times, and then you write it.
Yeah.
And then you do the same thing again, like day after day, until you remember it.
That's really good. Yes.
Yeah, I love it.
So do we want to talk about some of the things that God's Word says about Scripture and the importance of Scripture? And
you lead, I'll follow.
Okay. So I wrote some Scripture about that. That's kind of what I focused on, the importance of Scripture and knowing. So James 1:5, I'll just skip to that one. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. And then I had told you Matthew 7:7-12. And that is the scripture, the ask and it will be given to you, knock and you will find. It's kind of a long passage. Do we want to read that whole passage, or do we want to just...
While you're looking it up, I'll... couple of other scripture with regards to the importance of God's Word.
Yes,
let me tell you one. Of course, one of my favorites is Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is living and effective and sharper than any double-edged sword, penetrating as far as the separation of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
I had that one too. I also had the 2 Timothy.
2 Timothy. Be diligent to present yourselves to God as one approved, a worker who doesn't need to be ashamed, correctly teaching, or as New King James and King James says, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yes. I'm going to read to you guys. This is my King James Study Bible. I'm sorry. Ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. And it goes on to say about if we give good gifts to our kids, how much more so would our Heavenly Father give good gifts to us.
Yeah.
And so anyway,
So you shared a moment ago about that good gifts and how what we ask for of God are the things of God.
Yes.
And I love that. And even thinking about the Word of God, the good gift has been given. Christ has been given, and the Word of God has been given, and the Spirit of God has been given. When we ask God for that good gift, then He's going to give it to us.
Yes. So I was saying the free gift of salvation, the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God, those are the gifts He wants to give us. And so in keeping with that, Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. And by saying the same, Psalms 111:10, part A of that says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And then there's another one that where He tells us that He wants to give us wisdom.
There's lots of them. As you were speaking about Psalms and Proverbs, there are multiple scripture. Since the retreat, I have been studying Psalm 119.
Yeah.
And I've been writing, so I'm reading and writing Psalm 119.
Oh, wow.
And it is such a powerful psalm, because literally every single verse speaks about the benefit or the power or the purpose of God's Word. And it uses words like precepts and instruction and those kinds of things. So it isn't just word, but we know all of those mean the word that God has given us through the Bible, through Scripture. Yeah. And gosh, I just think in a couple of places it says, if I know your word, I won't sin against you. And things like that. And I think, God, I wish I could say that.
So are you taking 119 and going back and putting others, taking it line by line in like other scripture that support that line? Are you doing that?
Not actually, I'm not. So this is also a resource that I got from the Daily Grace Company. And it is just, it's one of those smaller books, and it's literally just Psalm 119.
Okay.
And so because Psalm 119, there's a stanza written for each letter of the alphabet, of the Hebrew alphabet.
Okay.
And so it breaks it down by the letter. And so it kind of tells you a little bit about what that particular stanza is speaking to.
Yeah.
And it actually gives a short prayer to pray, or things to consider praying based upon that section of the psalm. And then you write those 6, 7, 8 verses for that day. And then the next day you do.
Yeah.
So I've done it 7 or 8 different days, you know, is where I'm at in it. And
Interesting. Yeah. So kind of learning the Hebrew context behind each word in Psalm 119.
A little bit, or even just things to consider that particular section speaks to,
yeah.
And the benefit that you're reading about God's word from that stanza, that kind of thing.
And the reason I really even asked that about going back and writing scripture for that is because that was something that you discussed during the retreat, using scripture to support scripture and circling back, you know, and finding it in other places.
So I do that when I study because that was one of the points of correct interpretation, is that we use scripture to interpret scripture.
Yeah, that's why I wanted you to bring it up and tell us about that.
If you don't understand what a particular scripture says, search scripture, because there's going to be clarification, there's going to be context, there's going to be some event that happened prior that might give some revelation to why God might have said that particular thing at that moment. Because especially through the Old Testament, there's some really hard statements.
Yeah.
There's some discipline that's handed down and things like that. I just read something in Jeremiah this morning that, I mean, it's hard. And if you don't understand all of the warnings and all of the ways that God tried to guide his children, and you just read that, well, then it can sound irrational or hard, or, you know, all the other words that people apply to it. But when you understand what scripture said previously to that moment, I didn't specifically bring up the word meta-narrative, I don't think, when that particular day that I was teaching about studying. But it's just the idea, and it's the reality for us as Christians. Well, it's the reality whether you believe it or not. But it is the reality that God's word is one complete story.
Yes.
And so that is one of the great benefits that, as you mentioned about, well, I've got several people reading the Bible recap, and I think we've shared about it also, is because when you stay immersed in it day after day, in the story of it, it's easier to see that it is a one
story
of God's love for humanity, his plan for Christ from the beginning, Christ coming in the flesh, what he accomplished for us, and then what the future of humanity is. I mean, like, it's the whole story. But if you don't read all of scripture, it's so easy to lose the whole story in the midst of the...
Yeah.
Because it's a big book, and it's a big story, you know.
And it's complex. And another thing that you pointed out during that day that we kind of learned, or that I learned last year doing that, and we knew it. I mean, I knew. And some people can read it. And if you love literature, you read it and recognize.
Right.
You recognize figurative language. If you read it with a common sense approach, you see the poetry, you see the figurative language, you recognize things. But there are people and the time that we're in that don't want to approach it that way, and primarily to discredit it. And so some of the points that you made that day that you were teaching was that we should take the Bible all those ways, literally, figuratively, recognize the poetry, take that into account. There are historical events, there's educational events, and then there's grammatical language that I just wrote grammatically.
Yeah, because we have to, we have to study and understand that.
We have to take it all those ways and understand it all those ways.
Right. You know, as far as the, because we hear that so often, that's the argument, is that whether literally or not literally. And the reality is that we should always take it literally, but we have to see how is God speaking to us to give us literal facts, literal truth. Is he using a metaphor to teach us the literal fact that Christ is the only way to him? Well, he's going to call him a door to give us that picture that Jesus is literally the only way to the Father.
Right.
He's going to use figurative language, but that doesn't mean that we have to take it figuratively. We literally understand that Jesus is the only way, but he communicated that truth to us by using figurative language.
Right.
And so that's part of what people take or use to twist around when people say take the Bible literally.
Absolutely.
And that's the point that you were making as well. And so when we are able to take those, I guess what I'm trying to say is we need to educate ourselves in how to defend what we're saying. Because when someone comes at us with that kind of argument and all we know to say is, well, I believe the Bible, well, then we end up looking like we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But when we understand all the things that you just read about this beautiful piece of literature, this beautiful work of art, and we are able to defend it to the death, then
we've got a leg to stand on.
Yeah, we've got a leg to stand on.
Right.
I love that.
And you said it a while ago, you actually read the scripture that we're supposed to educate ourselves. God tells us to know my word, study and show yourself an approved workman.
Right.
Because he knows what we're facing.
Right.
He knows the time that he's put us in, and we're here for a purpose. We're here. Did you go to Priscilla Shira the other night?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I know that's something that she talked about.
Right.
I didn't go either, but I was told what she
said. Yes, I've heard several people share about what a powerful word she shared about that.
What a powerful word she shared, and that God didn't make a mistake. He put us here for the time that we're here, and he knows, he knew what we were going to be facing when he put us here. Our kids are not here by mistake. They're here for the time that they're supposed to be here. We don't have to be fearful.
Right.
He knows he's going to raise up warriors in each generation.
Right. But the warrior is going to come when we equip ourselves.
When we equip ourselves. That's
the
right
point. Equip. We've been given, but we have to train ourselves in how to use it.
Absolutely.
And I think that we have become, I know that we've become, so complacent in our faith. We are such assumers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're suffering the consequence of it in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can either choose to stay in that place, or as the body of Christ, we can rise up and we can say, okay, I know that me going to church on Sunday morning is wonderful. God's called me to that. He has said, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Absolutely. But if I'm trusting that is the all of the education that I need, then I'm failing as a student.
Yeah.
Instead of saying that fulfills that command to not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. We need that support. We need corporate worship. We need to hear preaching and teaching. We need to be able to share our testimonies because there's power in that. We need all of those things.
Yeah.
And daily searching scripture. That's the, the Bereans where in Acts 17, where he says these people, speaking of those in Berea, were more noble character than those in Thessalonica, since they received the word with eagerness and examined the scriptures daily to see if these things were so.
Yeah.
That's what God is calling us to.
Yeah.
These people were commended because they recognized, hey, these people are speaking on behalf of God. I need to check and see if what they're saying is correct.
Yes. Okay, and look what he told, what Paul told the Thessalonians. I want to tell you that. Yeah. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, and we thank God continually because when we received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as human words, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed at work in you who believe. So even though the little Thessalonians
they were great.
They were doing good, but the Bereans were doing better.
But the Bereans were even better because they were searching scripture.
Yeah, but they believed. They believed that it was the word of God, and they took it for the word of God, and they didn't question it. Right. They believed that it was inspired. And scripture we know is God-breathed. That is 2 Timothy 3:16-17, where it tells us that it's, you know, profitable for doctrine, correction, reproof, all those things.
I think it's important to consider as well, when you think about those five things that we mentioned at the beginning, that when we take any one of those things in isolation, as if that's the only discipline required, mm-hmm. then there's pitfalls for each of those things. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is, when I only study, and I'm saying this from experience because I found myself in this place, mm-hmm. and I only study, it's easy to get bogged down in the technicalities of scripture. If I only memorize scripture, but I don't apply it, mm-hmm. then I just have a head full of words and knowledge. Mm-hmm. If I pray, but I don't pray based on scripture, then there again, I'm limited. But when you put all of those disciplines together in mm-hmm. our faith walk, when you study, when you memorize, when you then pray that scripture, when you apply that scripture to your life, when you worship God with scripture, that's when you start to see the formation of this mature faith walk mm-hmm. instead of just the one facet.
I love that. And that's something that you talked about during the retreat too. We can't bury our head in the sand, and we can't focus on one thing. So when we do that, we lose so much of what God wants for us to have.
Yeah.
So we need all those disciplines. We need all of that together to put all of it together. We need to know what's going on in the world. We need to be able to pray for those things effectively. We need to be able to be in His Word so that we can fight the battle effectively. Yeah. All of those things are so important. And I think, you know, we're all good at most of us, you know, we love Christian music. We're all good at the praise and worship. We're great at that. Like, we're worshiping in our car. We're worshiping by ourselves. We're worshiping with others corporately at church. And so that's the easy, for me, that's the easy one.
Yeah.
And so that can become a crutch. You know, when you focus on one thing, it can become, you feel like that may be your worship for the day, or that may, you know, when really we need to be in scripture too.
Right. And then knowing how to read something and thank God for it.
And thank, yes.
And praise Him when you see Him at work in scripture. And yes. That's worship as well.
One of the ones I wrote down too. Colossians 3:16 said, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God."
Amen.
Yeah. So, well, guys, we are about to wrap up. We're almost 30 minutes in. And I want to say that we may not always be 30 minutes anymore now that we don't have a radio program anymore. So we are not on the air fitting a time slot. So we may be 30 minutes. We may be 35 minutes. We may be 15 minutes. Sometimes we're going to say what the Lord has laid on our heart. And I don't know that we will be an hour and a half like the Just Thinking podcast guys, but I don't think we'll ever be that. But we may not always fit the 30 minute time slot. So we'll just, you know, say what the Lord lays on our heart, and then we will. Do you have anything else that you want to add today?
Just the last thing that I want to say is that I know that sometimes reading scripture can be intimidating, mm-hmm. and it can be intimidating to know where to start. And then, but I just want to encourage everyone that's listening that ask God for that. Ask God for that wisdom and understanding, because He will teach you.
Yes.
And then you can also ask Him to give you the desire for it that you lack. And it's okay to go to Him and say, "God, I know You're telling me to read Your word, and I'm feeling led to do it, but I don't want to. I don't know how to. I'm scared." Whatever you're feeling.
Yeah.
And He can help you with that.
Yes.
He wants to help you with that. And it truly becomes just something that your heart longs to do.
Yeah.
So just be encouraged in that. And there are so many resources, so many versions, so many, there's something for everyone truly to mm-hmm. be able to help you. And whether it's bite-sized pieces, it may not be a chapter or four chapters or however long, mm-hmm. or even the Bible recap may not be for you. You feel like that's too much to try to consume in one day.
Yeah.
Go to the book of John and read a few.
The book of John. I was just fixing to say.
Go to the book of John. Read you a psalm or a proverb. I mean, like, there's yeah. just some really great places to start. And yeah. John and the Proverbs and the Psalms are great places to begin.
Great places to begin. And, yeah. John is going to walk you through the life of Christ. And so that's a wonderful resource if you're a new Christian. So, okay, well, we just thank y'all so much for listening, and follow us on our podcast. So we're going to upload it, and we're going to upload it to the Facebook page. And we just thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you again next time.